Bedford is still a fairly quiet town, but there's no shortage of conversation about the crash, from the grocery store to the neighborhood where it happened.
We just put our young daughter to bed. We're sitting on the couch, and we just heard an incredibly loud boom. The house shook. It definitely did shake. Not that long in duration, maybe 2-3 seconds.
Larry David lives on Genetti Street, beside Hanscom Field. He said he saw smoke and was baffled by the explosion. Police and fire officials quickly arrived in the neighborhood and told residents they were safe. But David wonders what this might mean for the ongoing efforts to expand civilian airport services at the Air Force Base.
I'm sure this is going to weigh on people's minds. I personally have not decided for myself, you know, whether it's good or bad. I've heard both sides of the argument. I can see merits for, you know, expanding and not expanding.
Earlier this year, a private jet facility at Hanscom Civil Airport filed plans to expand into wetlands buffer zones and in the process expand the airport's footprint. The plans have met controversy from local residents. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.